You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And before we get the show on the road, before we do the market, sorry, there was a slight correction there. It wasn't a 200% increase on that. It was a 400% increase on Chinese tariffs of imported vehicles. My maths teacher would not be proud. Moving to markets, Gary Boyson joins me from Rand Swiss to take a look at some of the market movements throughout the day and reflect on what's been happening. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to speak to you. Markets seemingly having a good day, starting off with the Rand showing signs of life back towards that 18 Rand 30 level.
Yeah, incredible run on the Rand today, and it's difficult to put your finger on exactly why that's happening. So, yeah, mildly positive for the underlying indices. Currently, we've got the Rand trading at 18.33 to the US dollar, around 20, 23 Rand to the pound, and call it 19.80 to the euro. Looking at the underlying indices, everything in the green. So, all share index around one-third of 1% higher, but the resource index really getting clubbed down over 1%, and that was led lower by the gold miners. So we had the likes of Harmony down 2.3%, Anglo Gold down 2.4%, at least 2.57%, and Gold Fields down also over 2.5%. So that was the downside. On the upside, we did get a big recovery in Amplats, up around 6.4%, but I'd imagine that has to do with the rejection of the BHP bid for Anglo American. Obviously, that is going to be unbundled as part of that transaction if it does go through. But also very solid performances from the likes of Bidcorp. And yeah, I suppose, as you mentioned, you're speaking to a lot of CEOs today, but a lot of the corporate news being received positively by the market. So Calgro M3 up 7%, Raubex also reporting up 10%. And of course, WeBuyCars also coming out with their first results up around 4.3%.
Gary, let's zoom in on that Anglo rejection now. This is not the first rejection we've gotten from Anglo to BHP's offers, and it seems as though not much has changed when you look at Anglo's press release. The offer still requires Anglo to unbundle Kumba and Amplats, to which Anglo does not seem too happy about. They say that significantly undervalues the business and causes a lot of uncertainty for shareholders around that unbundling of the two significant stakes that they have there. Your thoughts around that? Is BHP going to budge on that? Is it something where they're going to say, okay, fine, we will take up everything as it is, or are they insistent on not wanting that exposure?
Well, I don't think they're too interested in exposure. You know, really the underlying assets that they're looking for are the Peruvian and Chilean copper assets. If you look at platinum, yes, it might be in a deficit, but yeah, looking at the majority of the consumption of platinum, it goes into autocatalytic converters. Yes, you know, South Africa and Russia tend to control the supply, but you know, if you look out, say, you know, 10, 15 years, you're going to have to find something that replaces that demand from essentially the internal combustion engine. And it's difficult to see that. So you can understand why they don't want something like Amplats. You look at BHP, they've got great iron ore assets as well. And not to say that Kumba isn't a great iron ore asset, but we have infrastructure issues in South Africa. Trying to get our ore to port is difficult. Kumba has a high quality lump, but it's also a long way from the Chinese ports that it gets sold to. And obviously that additional distance, about 4,000 kilometers extra that iron ore has to travel to be sold in China, that adds to the underlying cost of production as well. So BHP, I think, having a look at this and saying, well, this doesn't really make sense for us. I'm not sure if they're going to budge on it, but where the transaction stands at the moment, this isn't a binding offer. It's still just talk. But I think it really comes down to Anglo and Anglo's management team now presenting a new proposal on how they're going to rethink about their underlying assets and really show shareholders why this should not be included in the BHP stable.
Lots to still unpack there. Clearly, this is going to be a process that we go through for quite some time. But sticking with some of the other movements that happened throughout the day, you mentioned that WeBuyCars had a fairly decent day. And when we had a look at the SENS announcements, they gave us some news around their interim performance. Some highlights there for you?
I think core headline earnings per share up 26%, pretty solid. That's to 119 cents per share. Revenue also up 15.9% to around 11.4 billion. So, you know, bottom line, top line, both looking pretty solid. Just highlighting that they've been able to push through higher volumes. They're getting higher selling prices as well. They're getting better margins. It's really just all good news, and it's really encouraging to see that as a new listing. Remember, this only listed on our exchange on the 11th of April. It's well above its listing price at the moment, closing at R22.07 today. So that's a nice jump on the listing price for anyone that did participate on the day. Looking at it, just talking about the ambitions and the results as well, kind of highlighting in 2021, they had monthly sales of around 7,000 vehicles. They're currently setting records at 14,285 monthly sales. But their ambition is by 2028 to get that number up to around 23,000 transactions per month. And I think it is a very innovative business model. We're seeing consolidation in the vehicle sales industry. The application of technology, anyone that has used their services before knows how easy it is to just take your car to one of their pods. They take it for a little test drive and suddenly you've got a valuation. You can accept the quote really where it is. It takes a lot of the hassle out of the transaction of buying and selling cars. So I think they're bringing technology to market. It's a great service offering, and it's nice to see the share price and the earnings telling the same story.
So you would buy WeBuyCars? What's your upside target on the share price?
I don't think I've got an upside target. We don't hold it in local portfolios currently. It is a very, very interesting company, but again, it also comes down to valuations. And when you come to a listed stock like this, we tend to allow the volatility to play out in the market. Obviously it was an unbundling from Transaction Capital. We expect volatility up nicely so far. But again, it's still early days in this the listed journey of WeBuyCars. So I think we'd be looking definitely at around 18 to add it to portfolios. Probably upside target in 5 years, I'd be looking at probably around 24, 25 rand.
Well, we'll see how it gets there. We'll see if it's got enough steam to climb the ladder of the interest of investors, and we'll keep an eye on that. Gary, before I let you go, I want to look at some expectations. We've got US CPI expectations coming out, or US CPI data coming out this week. Alongside that, shortly after that, or before that data, I believe, the Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking this week as well. What are we expecting to hear from the US at this stage? And are we concerned about anything in particular?
I think we're always concerned about inflation in the US. We want to see inflation coming down in the US because it, of course, feeds into our interest rate expectations. And if you look at where the kind of the Fed funds futures are pricing at the moment, we're expecting, different commentators and different analysts have different views on this, but I'd say that you're probably expecting the first interest rate cut from the US if everything goes to plan in the September meeting. So that'll be on the 18th of September. And by the end of the year, one, maybe two cuts. That's kind of where the market is pricing it at the moment. I think that's our base case. Looking at the CPI numbers that'll be released on Wednesday, maybe we look at the core numbers, because core obviously strips out the fuel and food prices. The consensus, the previous print was 3.8%. The consensus is for that to move down to 3.6%. So that's where the expectation is set. Anything stronger than that will be very, very well received by markets. I think that will firmly embed the expectation that we're going to get lower interest rates at last, and that will be incredibly positive for equity markets. Obviously a big miss on this, and we're going to see, I think, a little bit of pressure. but that's kind of where the expectation is set at the moment, and it really is critical. The two biggest numbers at the moment in economics, at least, is the US CPI numbers and the US labor market numbers through the non-farm payroll figures. So this is a big one. The number we're hoping for is 3.6%. Let's see what it prints on Wednesday.
We'll have to wait and see what Wednesday looks like. We'll leave it at that, Gary. Thanks so much for the insights. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout the day.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.